Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on October 5 regarding Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Craig Miller is a 51-year-old male who reports he injured his abdomen at work on 9/16/21, but at that time he was doing heavy lifting. But he did go to WorkNet urgently afterwards and was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia. But this was surgically repaired on 10/7/21. But he has completed his course of active treatment effective 11/21/21. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Miller was seen at WorkNet on 9/10/21. Period. He reported abdominal discomfort when he was lifting some product and felt a pull in his belly button area and then noted a hard bump in the area. Period. He states the lump was new. Period. He had no prior surgical history. Period. Exam found a hard lump in his umbilical area. Period. There were bowel sounds present. Period. The lump was reducible when the patient is lying flat on his back. Period. He was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia and referred to general surgery. Period. A paragraph in that regard, he was seen on 10/1/21 by Dr. Rosato, R-O-S-A-T-O. Period. He reported on 9/9/21 lifting bags of flour for his job and notes a bulge mostly when standing. Period. Dr. Rosato confirmed the diagnosis of an umbilical hernia. It was described as superior umbilical with a small palpable defect. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. He had a chest x-ray on 10/1/21 that showed no active cardiopulmonary disease. Period. On 10/7/21, Dr. Rosato performed surgical repair of an umbilical hernia. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was umbilical hernia. Period. Mr. Miller followed up followed up postoperatively, but there is no provided documentation to that effect. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen, there was a short transverse subumbilical scar consistent with his surgery. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Then groin normal. Extremities lower normal. Hips and pelvis normal. Thoracic and lumbar normal impressions. On 9/16/21, Craig Miller was lifting heavy objects at work and felt pain and bulging in his abdomen. Period. He was seen on 9/10/21 by WorkNet and was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia. Period. He quickly came into the surgical care of Dr. Rosato. Period. On 10/7/21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, as per your cover letter, he alleged sustaining a hernia on 9/16/21 while lifting product. The accident was reported to his supervisor on the date it occurred. The actual date of loss was 9/9/21. This explains the, quote, discrepancy, end quote, in the date of injury. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Miller found there were no ventral, abdominal, or inguinal hernias by palpation. Period. There was a healed small surgical scar about the umbilicus consistent with his surgery. Period. He was well-muscled. Period. He was able to squat and rise. Period. new paragraph, there is a 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen. Mr. Miller's umbilical hernia has been definitively repaired, and he has been able to return to work in a full-duty capacity. He relates his symptoms are worse now than when they first began, but contradictorily does not take any pain medication for this. Brady also runs or rides a bike 3 times per week, and his job with the insured is quite physical. This was evidenced in his muscular physique. End.